It's time to talk some TV with the one and only Oracle. There she is, shining in her Greek clothing, waiting to bestow intelligence and information upon us. How's that for an intro?
I just think you challenge yourself every week. And weirdly, my name, Irina, does mean, it's a Greek name. It means peaceful, serene.
Is that how your kids and your husband feel every evening? Peaceful and serene?
Absolutely. That's exactly what my home life is like. I don't know how you have a camera, but maybe it's all the technology I've got.
All right. Today, the theme is unwoke laughs. Are we starting with hacks?
So maybe I need to explain what woke is, or do you reckon people know what that is by now?
Let's go with the theory that they know, because I don't really feel like going down that rabbit hole.
All righty. Let's start with Hacks Season 2. Hacks Season 1 was just one of those revelation shows that fell out of nowhere. It's on Stan. It's a half-hour comedy starring Jean Smart, who is an absolute goddess of television screen.
Yeah.
I still remember her from Designing Women. She's amazing in everything she does. And she is, I guess, an over-the-hill comedian that lives in Las Vegas and has made a ton of money doing jokes about being a woman of a certain age, a divorcee, et cetera, et cetera. She's a terrible person. She's an awful boss. She's, you know, like a great example is they're on a road trip, a comedy tour, and she stops at this little antique, garage sale, finds this beautiful piece that's really worth money, a really good quality antique, and bargains this poor old man down to $100. Just because she can.
Yeah.
Even though she's super rich. And so it's a two-hander with Hannah Einbinder, who is a young bisexual comedy writer. And so that is what it is. It's basically an odd couple routine, but it's quite dirty. It's very funny. There's jokes about old people. There's jokes about gay people. There's a lot of unwoke humor. But then there's a lot of comeuppance. Comeuppance for the young girl who thinks she's too smart by half, and comeuppance for the old girl who thinks she's too entitled as well. It's just such a fun show, but be prepared, very dirty.
Okay, all right, we're looking forward to that one. I have to check that out. Now, Ricky Gervais has got himself a new show.
Look, this one is super controversial. It's called Supernature. It's another one of those Netflix comedy shows. I was doing some, like, drawing, and I thought, I'll put this on and I'll just have it in the background because I don't have to look.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I had to stop drawing because it was so funny my hand was shaking.
That's a good thing.
But it's not for everyone. Once again, it is very challenging humor. It definitely addresses a lot of modern issues, trans issues, paedophilia, Nazism. He's got all of the taboo subjects. And there are some really big laughs, and then a lot of things where you feel like you shouldn't laugh because it's so wrong. But it's in your own house, so you can choose whether you watch it or not. Again, incredibly dirty. The kind of things he said is things I've never heard said before. A lot of downstairs humour, be prepared. But, you know, lots of very funny observances as well.
And as Ricky Gervais himself would say, if you watch it and you don't like it, don't complain, just switch it off.
Exactly. But I've seen a lot of these comedies on Netflix. My husband loves to watch them. A lot of them are not very funny. They can't do an hour of material. In the end, Ricky Gervais is a really good actor. He understands the cameras. And he understands physical comedy, not just the gags.
Yeah, no, he's one of the great stand-up comedians of all time. And one of the great oracles of all time will join us again next week when we talk some more television. Thank you, my love.
Ευχαριστώ.